Today we're going to talk about an issue that comes up for people who are Balei Tshuva. Very often when people are Balei Tshuva, they're eating, and the truth is not just for Balei Tshuva, very often people find themselves eating in a home where the people were not Tovel their Kelim. And the question is, can you eat? Sometimes it may just come up in the course of conversation. You're sitting there eating a nice meal, and somehow Tevilas Kelim comes up, and they're like, what? What's that? And then you realize, uh-oh, they must have not been Tovel their Kelim. So can you continue to eat in the home? Now, this is a serious issue for Balei Tshuva, where they may have convinced their parents, let's say, especially people who are younger who become Balei Tshuva, may have convinced their parents to keep a kosher home and learned about what it takes to keep a kosher home, but are not yet there all the way, where they're allowing their expensive silver to be taken to a mikvah, to be dropped or whatever. So it could be that you're in this kind of situation. The halacha is, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hey, that a Jew who buys a kli from a guy that's clay su'uda, he has to be tovel them in a mikvah, and it's based on the pasuk from the parsha of Klei Midyan, kol davar asher yavo beish taviru beish v'teher, ach b'mei nida yischata. So what's b'mei nida yischata? Mayim sha'anita tovel esbem. The water that a nida would be tovel in, meaning a mikvah, that has 40 sa'a, in addition to hechsher kelim, which is when you have non-kosher kelim that you have to kasher, there is this din of tevilas kelim whenever you buy a kli from a guy. So, at first glance, you would say that, of course, it requires tefillah, and therefore, l'chora, you should not be allowed to use those kelim. So one possible svara l'kula, Rav Kook has in his tshuvas, in Shal's tshuvas Das Kohen, Simon Reish Chav Zayin, Rav Kook writes that nirla nias daiti deitel mumr l'chal Shabbos b'farhesilo leinu. If the person you're eating at is a mechal Shabbos, like let's say the bal tshuva by his parents are not bali tshuva, they're mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, assuming he can rely on the kashrus for whatever reason, he serves as mashkiach or something in his own kitchen, but since he's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, and we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Erevin, that a Mechal Shabbos Bevrasi has dino ka'akum, has a din of a guy, and therefore that's why the Mishnah Berurah calls in the Prima Gadim in Simin Nun Hey in Hilchos Tfila, that a Mumur Chal Shabbos Bevrasi is not counted even toward a minion. So maybe you could argue that these kelim don't even require tefillah, because the kelim only require tefillah when they leave the Rishos of a guy and now belong to Yisrael. But if they still belong to a Mumel Chal Shabbos Farhesia, maybe Dino Ka'akum even goes that far, that it's considered that it's still in the Rishos of a guy who doesn't yet have Kedushas Yisrael. That's what Rav Kook suggests. However, that's very difficult to accept. On the one hand, you know, we say that a Mumel Chal Shabbos Farhesia has a Dino Ka'akum for certain things, but not for everything. He doesn't have a din of a guy l'gabe every single halacha. So, and in addition to that, most situations the guy wouldn't even have the status of Mumel Chal Shabbos Farhesia. He would probably more likely have the status of a Tinok Shenishba. That's the Chazon Ish's famous psak. The Chazon Ish says that nowadays, and Binyan Tzion writes this in his Tshuvas as well, with regards to Yayin Nesach, to Stam Yenam, that nowadays it's hard to say that people are Mechal Shabbos are really Mechal Shabbos, meaning that are really the Mechal Shabbos that we're talking about, that are Dino Ka'akum. Either they don't know any better, or we know for sure that they're only doing it because of taiva and not because of any, you know, significant anti-religious beliefs. You know, Binyan Tzion talks about, you have people who daven in shul and say kiddush and then go to work on Shabbos. So you're going to say that they don't believe in God? They're denying their kofar b'maisa bereishis? Well, hard to say that. Their kofar b'maisa bereishis, they're saying zeichel b'maisa bereishis. You know, b'peh mele, they're saying it. So very difficult to categorize someone nowadays as a Mumel Chal Shabbos Farhesia, where you say Dino Ka'akum, even if you wanted to accept Rav Kook's Chiddush, that if he was Dino Ka'akum, that you wouldn't require that his Kelim would not require Tevila. Now, the question therefore becomes, let's assume Kelim do require Tevila. Is one permitted to use those Kelim prior to doing Tevila? So this Machlokas Rishonim. The Piskei Rid, the Maseches Avodah Zarah over there says, that there's no din that you're not allowed to use the kelim. The kli is not usur. It's just that there's a mitzvah to do tefillas kelim. But it's not that there's an issur to use the kli, so you can use the kli. So according to that, then we have no problem. But the problem is no one paskens like that. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Chav, Siv Ches, and the Rambam sounds like in Machos Surahs Parak Yizayin, Halacha Gimel, seem like the paskens like the what it says explicitly in Aruch Chaim, Korba Beis Yosef, that kodim tevila lo yishtamish ben kol ikr. That is absolutely forbidden. One may not use the kli before tevila. But the question, where are we now? It requires tevila because he's not really a guy, he's a Jew. You're not allowed to use a kli before tevila. So now the next step is, so what is the level of the isser? Is that an isser drabbanan or an isser d'oraisa to use the kli before tevila? And then we have to see if there are any potential kulas that we can employ, and we might have more leeway if it's an isser drabbanan than if it were an isser d'oraisa. So whether it's an isser d'oraisa or an isser drabbanan is a three-way machlokas. What? Three-way machlokas? It's either d'oraisa or drabbanan. So the arzarua in Avodah Zarah, some Reish Sadi Gimel, writes that it's a gzeiros hakosuv. That the Torah doesn't allow using the kli without tevila. So it sounds like it's nisr d'oraisa. This obviously assumes that the entire enterprise of tevilas kelim is d'oraisa. So not only is the requirement to tovel d'oraisa, but the isr to use the kli without tevila is d'oraisa. However, the Bir Alachin Simin Shinchav Gimel Siv Zayin writes, "Vegam ein isr zeh ki im midrabanan afilu l'dasa sovim ta tevilim in the Torah." Even if you hold that tevila is d'oraisa, the requirement of tevila is d'oraisa, the isser to use the kli without tevila is only an isser midrabanan. So that is the second approach. The Bir Alacha, Yishuas Yaakov, other achronim hold that way as well. However, what is the third opinion? So the third opinion I thought was very compelling. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva that's printed in the Sefer Tevilas Kelim, in the back of the Sefer. And in that tshuva, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, even if you say that the isser to use a kli is only drabbanan, like the Bir Alacha suggests, that's only if you don't have the ability to tovel the kli when you want to use it. That you have no mikveh in town, you have no ability to take it to a mikveh. But if you have the ability to tovel it, and then you use it anyway, everyone would agree that's d'oraisa. And he says, you have to say that way. Why do you have to say that way? Otherwise, you could just keep saying later, 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 a little later, and then until you die, and then your children will say later, later. You know, meaning on a d'oraisa level, how exactly would this mitzvah work? Well, it's just purely a mitzvah kiyumis. If you decide to do it, you do it. It's not a chiyuvis at all. Hard to say. It sounds like it's a real chiyuv to do tefillas kelim. So it can't be that you're allowed to just continually use the kli on a d'oraisa level without having any requirement of tevila. But if you're in a situation where you don't have the ability to be tovel, then it will only be nisr drabanan. But keep in mind, nisr drabanan is not the same as mutter. What nisr drabanan does for us is if we have several sveikos, we can use the fact that something's only nisr drabanan. So you have suffik, meaning you have that machlokas, whether it's mutter to use a kli before tevila. So maybe you could say that that will rely on the Piskei Rid for the Yisr Drabanan. But hard to say that. It's a Das Yachad that's been rejected. Lahalacha. Now the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simkov Chav, Si'if Ches, that in the Bali Atosos, right this way in Avodah Zarah as well, that if a Jew borrows a kli from another Jew who had purchased the kli from a guy, it requires tevila. Because the second that first Jew purchased that kli, it needed tevila, and therefore the borrower doesn't have a heter. Meaning one could have otherwise argued that the isser of using the kli without tevila is only on the person who has the obligation of tevila. But it's not my kli, it's not my mitzvah of tevila. So maybe the isser of shtamshus in the kli is not my problem. No, but it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that even though it's not my chiyuv tevila, I'm just borrowing the kli from my friend, I still have the isra of ishtamshus b'kli, even though I don't have the requirement to be tovel. So what's our heter then? Is there any way that the guy is allowed to eat at his parents' house? In Shuvas Yechavadas, Chilik Dalet Simen Mem Dalet, Rav Vadya Seif writes that if a person is a guest at someone's house and he knows that the person did not tovel the kelim, Asur lo lechol v'lishtos b'kelov ad shiyat bilam. He says it's us. You're not allowed to continue to use those kelim. So who disagrees? in the Mishnah Brura, Rav Nevin Sal's Mishnah Brura, the Yitzchak Yikare, Simen Shin Chav Gimel, he writes, Hamisarech b'makom she'i'ef shalo lahat bila kelim. If you're in a place where you can't be tovel the kelim, Rashi lechel b'm gamelot tefila mashen kein balakelim. You are allowed to eat them without being tovel them. The balakelim is not allowed to eat from them without being tovel them. That's, and the Rav Nevesal quotes that was the psak of Shlomo Zalman and the Chazanish. And the Svara must be similar to what we said from Shlomo Zalman before, in that Tshuva that he prints at the back of the Sefer Tefillas Kelim. But it really takes it a step further. Because in that Tshuva, he just said that it's only Nisr Dirabanan. He didn't say that it's Mutter. So Rav Nevesal saying that if you don't have the ability to be Tovel them, then it's going to be Mutter in the eyes of Shlomo Zalman. Another potential kulin, the Tshuva's base Avi, Simon Kofta Zayin, he says that a guest is different than a borrower. He says, by a guest, you can't be mechayiv in tefillah, because it's not a she'ila, it's not a schirus. The kli is owned by the other guy, by the balabayas, and he's telling you to eat. You don't care about the kelim that he's giving you. You would be happy to eat in paper and plastic, whatever, but he wants to be mechavid you by giving you nice kelim to eat from. So that's not you dafka using this kli. As opposed to a borrower, where you're borrowing dafka this kli, maybe there you would have, that's where the Shulchan Aruch would say you'd have the requirement to tovel the kli. Very difficult svar to accept, though. I mean, you don't care. You're eating. Of course you care about the kelim that you're eating from. Every guest would really be just as happy with paper and plastic. Sometimes you get a plastic fork and knife, and like it easily breaks. It's not as geschmack to eat with a plastic fork and knife. I think that's a very difficult svara to say. Rav Moshe has a svara in a tshuva. I forget where the tshuva is. I forgot to look it up. Where he says that if the kli is not really necessary other than for cleanliness, meaning it doesn't really aid in the eating, that maybe that's not called that you're being mishtamish with the kli. Meaning, why do you use a soup bowl? Because you can't eat soup without a soup bowl. It's impossible. It would get all over the place. But a plate? A plate would just be, the food would still be there. Solid food could just sit on the table. It would just mess up the table. So it's mitama nimus. It's just simple derech eretz. But it's not the real hishtamshus of the kli. The kli doesn't have, but it's very hard to use that svara also. Because forks and knives and things like that, they all have functionality that you need. So if they didn't tovel your plate, many poskim, well, China doesn't need tefillah anyway. So it's a very rare case where you could use that svara. But this is the discussion in the poskim in general. When dealing with Balei Tshuva, there's takanas hashavim. We try to make it as easy as possible to and their family relationships should go as smoothly as possible. Because we have to keep the long haul into account. We have to keep in mind that this isn't going to be the last time that there's some decision that comes up where there's going to be some friction, some issue, and we want to make sure that there's as little friction as possible so that the support for the general lifestyle of Torah and Mitzvos is going to be there when it needs to be there.